your feelings of relief at the final whistle there, Warren?
Yeah, it was relief. It was a game of two halves, to be honest. And full credit to Warren Point. You know, they really took the game to us at the start of the first half. You know, they put us under a lot of pressure. They got their goal, and to be honest, you know, they could have had a couple more. I said that to the players. I said at half-time, one thing about coming down here, I said before the game, is it's not going to be a football match, it's going to be a boxing match. You know, they play to their strength. We've got to get the ball in, we've got to turn it. And we didn't do it in the first half. Spits and spats in the second half, we did. A couple of chances, to be fair, in the second half to win a little bit more. But, you know, I've always asked, and me as a player myself, was a never-say-die attitude. And I said that to them, you know, football is 90 minutes. It's a long, long time. And, you know, full credit to the boys. You know, as I say, that's a question of character and desire. And I asked them that at half time, and they certainly gave me that in abundance in the second half.
Makes you wonder how they're at the bottom of the league, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I say, I can only focus on Linfield. But, you know, it'll be tough for teams coming down here, there's no doubt. But, you know, as I said this a while ago, and everyone knows, people raise their game for Linfield, and we've got to handle that. We've got to handle that. But it's one thing I said to them boys in there, take it as an arrogance, a ruthless arrogance, because that's a good thing to have. The people want to be where you are. And as I say, that it, you know, teams are going to raise their game. But I thought we coped well in the second half especially, and delighted. And I say I'm delighted for the young boy Patton to get his debut, because, you know, he's been up training with his energy. And, you know, as I say, the kid will only get better.
It was a really good second half performance. You could sense driving forward the goal would come, and when we got the first one, you thought the second one was going to come.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was a great finish, Brandy. We've worked in wee bits around the box with him during the week, and turning, and we all the strikers, and it's a fantastic hit. You know, he's a power. He's got to believe how good he can be. I keep saying it. You know, I thought it worked well, but as I say, once we got the first, you know, where there was a handball in there, and you know, Jimmy had a couple of chances. But as I say, at the end of the day, I'm delighted with the 3 points, because it's a hard, hard place to come.
Mark Hawkey, I think that's the third time he scored a winner against us. He must have the Indian sign over them.
Well, he's a local boy, isn't he? Down in Uri, you know what I said to him? I says, be the toast in Uri tonight, you know what I mean? If you go and have a beer with your girlfriend, your wife, whatever, maybe someone will buy it. But, and you know, go and get a goal, and he certainly did that. And listen, I'm just pleased. It's a team performance. We attack as a team, defend as a team. And I'm delighted with the outcome of it.
It's a great feeling to get that late, exciting, dramatic winner, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, you know... I said that I didn't want to, you know, settle for the point, because they made it really hard for us, and I would have took it, I'm being honest, the way the game was. But as I said, once we got that first, you know what I mean, you know, we got the winner. I was delayed. It was a great time to score. You know, they put us under a wee bit of pressure once we did, but you've got to handle it and see games out. And look, it happened to us last week, you know, so as I say, it was great to be on the other end of it this week.
With a few suspension and injuries today, the squad was fully tested today, wasn't it?
I said this, everyone's going to be needed. Everyone's going to be tested. And, you know, as I said, a couple of kids up there on the bench, Dale and TJ. But everyone's going to be needed. You know, Carr's got to run out during the week. And with the suspensions we've had, you know, we've just got to carry it on.
Well done today, and all the best for Coleraine next week.
Thank you.